Hey guys, welcome to today's episode. On today's episode, what I'm going to talk to you about is what you should do when you start to lose momentum with your e-commerce business. So I'm talking more about your inside momentum, your motivation, and your inspiration. So I've been here before, and running an e-commerce business can definitely be tedious. It can take a lot of your time and take a lot of your energy. And yeah, you can have ups and downs. You can have slow weeks, right after a big week. And sometimes it seems like it's not worth it when things aren't working out, or you get a big return, or you get a big chargeback, or something like that, and you lose it. There's definitely failure moments in every e-commerce business's journey. So when you start to lose momentum with e-commerce, what do you do? Well, there's a few options, and I'd like to approach them in two different types of losing momentum, and that is short-term momentum and long-term momentum. So I've been in both myself. But when you start to lose momentum in the short term, which usually means you just kind of are getting burnt out, you're working way too hard, or you had a slow week or something like that, and you're just like really kind of need a break. I mean, just simply take a break, take a day off, or even just take an afternoon off and just decide to do nothing related to that whatsoever, and then come back to it. For me, I like to go do a physical sport. So one of my suggestions is go do something like really physical and get out there, get outside particularly. If you like to ride a bicycle somewhere, go on a long ride with a friend or something like that. And do something that scares you. I like really doing scary extreme sports. Not everybody's into this, but things like a crazy hike or rock climbing, maybe bungee jumping, or if you have the money for it, do some skydiving. You can go river rafting, you can go snowboarding, surfing, scuba diving. All these things are kind of scary, and they get you out of your comfort zone, but they're also really fun, and they really get you appreciating life and all the different things that you can do in life. So stuff like that's really awesome because, yeah, it actually gets your endorphins going and gets you, approaching new things in life and learning new things. And you can come back to your e-commerce business with a new thirst for building things out so you can make more money, so you can do more, cool, fun things like that. All right, and then there's a little bit more of a burnout sometimes, and that really does call for like a good like week off. And some of these things you really can't do without taking about a week off to go to places where you need to do them. But plan a week vacation, and if you need to work on your week, work, but do it as seldom as possible. Just do the minimum to get by, and then go, take a vacation, really, truly. Just escape and be gone. If there's someone else who can run your business for you, or if you can outsource it, great. And go take a complete sabbatical from life and go out to like go backpacking or something in the woods where there's zero Wi-Fi connection. That's one of the best ways to sort of eliminate any thoughts of stress out of your life, is just go somewhere where there's literally zero connection with the rest of the world. And that way, if the world literally fell apart around you, and your business was falling apart, and somebody wanted to like get at your throat, and they literally couldn't, they couldn't even come in contact with you at all. So, taking a week vacation by going somewhere where there's no Wi-Fi is my other suggestion for that. All right, and then if there's more of a long-term burnout, like you've been working for a year or so maybe, and it's kind of nonstop, and you really haven't taken that many breaks because you're really starting to get it started up and things like that, and you got to the point where you're pretty burnt out, and for some reason you just don't have the same drive to build your business that you did before, then maybe it's time to think about a more long-term solution. So a few solutions that are possible. The first one is just to outsource your functions. If it's just that particular niche or that particular store, think about hiring a Filipino assistant and outsourcing your day-to-day functions with that business. So that could mean hiring someone to do customer service and sales, hiring somebody to do content marketing, hiring somebody to run your ads and manage your social media marketing, hiring somebody to write product descriptions, write blog posts and stuff like that. So all these things are really important, and it's cool, even if you're not burnt out to do this kind of stuff, but it's really good to hire outsourcers ahead of time so that when you do get burnt out, because it all happens to the best of us, that you have somebody to run your business for you, when you want to go take a break. The next idea I had was, if you're really burnt out from that niche particularly, start a different e-commerce site. Choose a different niche and start going with a new set of products. There's something special and exciting about starting with a new niche that you just don't get from working on your same website over and over and over again. It's a whole new product selection. It's a whole new website look. It's a whole new target market. It's talking to someone brand new. It's all these new things that's building up from the start. And for me, it's really exciting starting new things. So it's really good if you're kind of getting burnt out on that niche, just to wrap it up and figure out how you want to end that project out, or just outsource the content to be created for that website and start a new niche and start a new website and do all the same work again, because it's actually really fun and exciting. And you can do the same thing. You figure it out once, you can figure it out again. The next idea I had was, you know, if you are just kind of burnt out about e-commerce in general and maybe, you know, don't want to do dropshipping, it's a very active business model, maybe try something else like affiliate marketing. You can do a lot of stuff with affiliate marketing. You can do affiliate marketing with your dropshipping business, but you can also do it outside of your dropshipping business. And the best way to start with that is just start a YouTube channel and start filming videos about the products that you use on an everyday basis around your home. And then each of those products is probably sold on Amazon, right? So you can get an Amazon Associates account, which is their affiliate program, for free, and just tell them you have a YouTube channel, and then they'll approve you, and you can go grab a link to those products and put it in the description. You can say in your video, hey, click the link in my description below, and it'll take you to Amazon, and if you happen to buy it, I'll be compensated a small amount, and I appreciate it, and you'll be helping me grow my channel so I can bring you more awesome videos like this. And something like that can actually get you, you know, a little bit of money here and there. You know, I'm making a couple $100 a month just from, I don't know, 30 to 50 videos that I posted over about 30 days period of time last year. And, you know, it's kind of like it just comes in now. It's easy. So the key here, of course, is keyword research. And I teach all about that in my course on affiliate marketing. And it's going to be at ecommerceparadise.com. So you can go check that out. Affiliate marketing is very passive. So if you're more into building passive income, you can take that kind of a thing and scale it. And you can also build a website out with reviews. And you can, of course, do a whole lot more as well. So think about doing that and look into it. One course I really recommend on learning how to do authority style affiliate marketing, maybe building a separate site out, just like your own, like a dropship site, but just for doing affiliate marketing, is called Authority Hackers Pro. So definitely recommend checking that out. And the last idea I had was, hey, if you are really good at doing dropshipping now, you know, in e-commerce, then why not teach about it? You know, you could build an online course. You can make videos and sell it with a funnel. You could use ClickFunnels to sell it, which I highly recommend. It's very optimized. Or you can use a marketplace like Udemy to sell it, and they'll sell it for you and drive traffic and everything, just like eBay. And you can make really passive income doing that online course. So if there's like one aspect of e-commerce that you're really good at and you know a lot about that you want to teach people about, then just teach that one aspect in a course, and you know, charge $100 or $200 for it, and people will buy it, and you'll make some money in the long run. And that might be kind of fun and fulfilling for you. And you know, if your friends come to you and ask, hey, you know, you're really good at this. Can you teach me how to do it? So yeah, go check out my course. You know, you could buy the course, and they'll buy your course and make some money from it, and you help them, and it's a win-win situation. So that's kind of the different ways that I figured out how to, you know, gain momentum again, is, you know, all these different things. Like, just to recap, you know, taking a vacation or going to do something crazy and scary, you know, kind of almost risking your life, or just having a good time, getting out and getting really active consistently, is a really good way to get your momentum back and to get back into the swing of things and making money again, you know? Because really, what is money for? Money is for feeding yourself and having a good life and being happy, you know, and having a family, right? So you got to be able to spend the money that you make in a way that makes you happy. That's what makes making the money worth it. And then if it's more of a long-term thing, just explore other business models. You could explore the outsourcing of your e-commerce store so you can work on other things like affiliate marketing or a second store, or you can do your own courses, that kind of stuff. All right, guys, well, I hope this podcast was helpful, and get out there and stay motivated and keep the momentum going, and we'll see you next time. Take care.